From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Now something we don't usually get to say this time of year. Oil prices stopped rising about 2 months ago and since have fallen sharply. That's caused a drop in gas prices to an average of $3.59 a gallon this week. We asked NPR's economics correspondent John Idsty to come in and tell us what's going on. So, John, to start, some predicted gasoline might reach $5 a gallon during the summer driving season. So what happened?
Well, Adi, as is usually the case with the oil markets, it's not just one thing. But the biggest immediate cause for falling prices is concern that the global economy is slowing significantly and there will be less demand for oil. We know that much of the euro area is back in recession. China's economy is slowing and so is India's. The prospects for U.S. growth have been ratcheted down, and there's even concern about a serious financial meltdown in Europe if Greece exits the euro. So over the past couple of months, oil traders have been saying, whoa, we thought the global economy was going to be doing better than this, that demand for oil would be growing. That's changed. Now we're betting the price of oil will fall. And so prices have come down to around $84 a barrel for U.S. domestic crude, West Texas Intermediate. That's down from around $110 a barrel a couple of months ago.
But back at the beginning of the year, we heard that one of the major factors keeping the price of oil high was concern about a confrontation with Iran. And Iran was talking about shutting down the Strait of Hormuz and disrupting the global oil supply. So why isn't that fear still driving the market higher?
Well, that's a good question, Adi. And it's one of the things I asked Jim Burkhart, who's the vice president of the Global Oil Group for the consulting firm IHS CIRA. And here's what he told me.
Earlier in the year, the comments were more hostile, you know, threats of violence or closing the Straits of Hormuz. More recently, the statements have been, well, let's talk again, or at least let's talk about talking again.
Now, Adi, Burkhart is quick to add that this issue over Iran's nuclear program and whether it's aimed at creating weapons has not been resolved yet and could flare up again. If it did, oil prices could spike very quickly. And Burkhart also reminds us that the U.S.-European sanctions on Iran are going into effect in just a few weeks, and that could take somewhere around 500,000 barrels a day off the crude oil market.
Well, is there enough production elsewhere in the world to offset that cutoff of Iranian oil?
Well, in the past couple of months, according to the Energy Intelligence Group, the world has been producing more oil than it's been consuming. That's partly because Saudi Arabia opened the spigots and began producing more to try to keep the price of oil from soaring too high. But we're also in a historic transitional period, according to many oil analysts. For instance, the U.S. added almost 1.5 million barrels a day of domestic production between 2008 and 2011, and that number's continuing to grow. In fact, because of shale oil production in places like North Dakota, oil production in the U.S. is growing faster than anywhere else in the world, by far. Meanwhile, U.S. oil consumption is dropping, and in fact, U.S. oil imports are falling faster than demand from emerging markets like China and India is increasing. And oil use in most of the rest of the developed world has peaked, too.
So does that suggest we could see a significantly greater decline in oil prices?
Well, predicting oil prices is always tricky, Adi, because countries like Saudi Arabia can turn oil production on and off pretty easily. But one prominent oil analyst, Fadel Gate from Oppenheimer, suggests that given the current supply and demand structure in the world, the price of oil should be somewhere between $75 and $80 a barrel.
NPR economics correspondent John Idsty. Thanks so much, John.
You're welcome, Adi.